Thank you so much for joining us for Word for Life radio broadcast this morning. Pastor Rick Valadez and I were discussing last time the idea of missions teams, short-term missions teams, going out from our churches and having the opportunity to represent our Lord, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to do whatever the missionary needs to be done, but coming back changed ourselves. And Pastor Rick, I think that's what you were talking about this last time.
Yes, absolutely. God just does great things in individuals, in their heart. And when people return, they come back changed. And one of the things that we can talk about regarding change in individuals is just evangelizing. When individuals go on short-term mission trips, what usually happens is there needs to be preparation.
Sure.
There needs to be preparation with the lessons they're going to be doing, if they're going to be doing Vacation Bible School, if they're going to be teaching. And with that, they need to be able to present the gospel to individuals that they're teaching. And as they prepare for these mission trips, oftentimes individuals that have never presented the gospel or have never won a soul go out to these mission trips and they just start presenting the gospel and they see people saved. They return back home. They don't have that fear anymore. They don't have that fear of presenting the gospel. And so it just equips more individuals in our churches to present the gospel. And, you know, that's just a neat thing that a short-term mission trip can do to our evangelizing in our own local churches.
Right. And so as we watch our teams come back, individuals and even teenagers coming back, they can impact their youth group, they can impact their Sunday school class, where they work, where they go to school, all those types of things. And so what you're telling me is short-term mission trips are very productive for the local church.
Yeah, very effective, and your church will grow. Your church will grow because individuals will start loving souls and start wanting to be going out and reaching souls and discipling them and seeing them grow in their own local churches.
It is so exciting to be on a mission field experience and to be able to see the light come on in people's eyes when they finally realize, now I see what you're talking about, and to be able to hear them respond and watch them being counseled. I know I spent 2 weeks in the Philippines and had the privilege of going down to the island of Negros by myself. Had some other Filipino pastors with me, but I was doing all the preaching. And it was just an awesome experience. I mean, people were sitting on the edge of their, I won't call them seats because they were not seats. They were like stumps. But listening to the gospel and responding, and each one individually being counseled with a Bible open and folks trusting Christ, and 276 people made decisions for Christ in those 2 weeks. I have never had that kind of experience before. In fact, the church I was pastoring in Georgia was afraid I was going to come back and resign and then go back to the Philippines as a missionary. But it is exciting to see people who respond.
Oh, absolutely. That's very exciting. In fact, the first night we were in Panama, we had an individual saved, and they were from our own mission team. During the preparations for the mission trip, this individual had told me that they were saved.
Right.
And we had him prepare different lessons and things like that. And the first night when we were all going to bed, he came up to me and he said, "Pastor, I want to talk to you." And so I said, "Okay, let's go ahead and talk." And he said, "You know, I've been preparing for this mission trip for about 3 months, going through lessons, and I've just been looking at different things, and I've realized something. I'm not saved, and I need to put my faith in Christ." And basically, he explained to me the gospel.
Right.
I didn't have to explain it to him. He explained to me the gospel.
Yeah.
And he said, "I want to put my faith in Jesus Christ." And he did. He put his faith in Jesus Christ, and it was just awesome to see just the power of God doing that. And we saw other individuals that week in Panama put their faith in Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So that is just powerful.
That is exciting.
It sure is.
That's fantastic. Now, Rick, you have some folks working in our Spanish church ministry that are not Hispanic, but they have developed a burden to be able to learn the Spanish language and have even gone on some mission trips themselves, haven't they?
Yes, we have Nick Knutson. He helps me out with the English as a second language class, and he's learning Spanish. And usually when we go on a Panama trip, you need to know Spanish. But his desire, his burden for the Hispanic ministry is so great, I have to say yes. So I've allowed him to come, and he was there last year, and he was there this year, and he's just improving in his Spanish so much that we have him teaching a class, and whatever he can do in Spanish, he teaches in Spanish, and then we have a translator, whatever he can't express in the Spanish language. But he's just been a great part of the team, just a great encouragement, you know, kind of like Moses kind of saying, God, I can't talk, I can't speak, but he's being used, and the Lord has just used him. And in fact, one of the individuals that was saved this mission trip, Nick Knutson, led him to the Lord. And so that was just great to see Nick experience that.
So this gentleman, Nick, is teaching some English as second language here at Brookfield.
Absolutely. And so we're using him in that way. He is, you know, being able to use him in that gift. So he's doing a great job. And, you know, if there's an individual that would like to get involved in Hispanic ministry, you don't have to know Spanish. I mean, you'll obviously learn it.
Right.
But there's different things that you can do to get involved.
And when you do that, people who speak that language are so thrilled that you're trying.
Oh, yeah. And they just get excited and they say, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. And it just encourages them. You know, they look at the individual and they say, why does he have a burden for my people?
Wow.
Why is he ministering to me? He doesn't even know the language. He's trying.
Right.
He's trying to learn the language. And it almost softens their heart. And
yes,
they're more receptive to the word because they're just at awe at an individual that is trying to learn so hard the language and trying to minister to individuals.
I know my son and his wife went to Sao Paulo and had to begin to learn Portuguese, which is really tough because you read something and you say it like an English person would say it, and it's totally different. Like the word for dollar down there is R-E-A-L. Well, I would pronounce that real. It's not real. It's hei. And so consequently, there's so many things that you have to learn. And so they did their best to learn as quickly as they could. They went to 36 weeks of language school. But as Brazilian people were watching them diligently learning their language, they began to ask questions. They began to say, we don't understand why you're here. Because for us, if we could go to the United States and live in the United States, that would be a dream fulfilled. You were living in the United States. Why in the world would you leave there and come here?
That's a great opportunity to present the gospel.
Exactly.
And it's all about Christ and expressing that to them, about God's love and what Christ did for them. Christ left heaven. I mean, left heaven, the glory of God, to come down to this world and to save sinners like us.
Because of love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what missions is about.
And as we go, just for a week or two, God begins to pour his love into us for his people that he's created and put somewhere else. And then it begins to flow through us and relationships begin to be established.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you just become connected with those individuals.
Yes.
And one thing that I tell my mission teams whenever we return, I express to them this. This mission trip should be life-changing. And there's certain things that we need to remember. We need to remember to pray always for the rest of our lives for the individuals that we minister to.
Right.
Also for the team, everybody on the team. And also just what God did on that trip and just continue to pray for those things. So it just becomes part of the individual and you'll put them on your prayer list and you'll continue to pray for these individuals and you're connected to them. When somebody returns back to the state, that love that they poured out to the individuals there in that place, they're going to start pouring out that love here in the States in their own mission field.
Right.
For example, if it's Milwaukee, that's where they're going to start expressing their love and trying to reach out to others. So these short-term mission trips, I mean, you gain a great love for people in different parts of the world, but also in your own mission field where God has you.
Right where you work, right where you live in your neighborhood. Wow, what a thrill that is. What else do you think the folks who go with you are learning or experiencing?
You know, one of the things that people may ask is this. How can I be used? What gifts has God given me? One thing that I don't think we understand sometimes as privileged Americans is this. If you are part of a Bible-believing church and you've been there for a couple of years and you have, let's say, a study Bible, concordance, and a Bible dictionary, just these simple tools, you have more resources than most pastors do in the world. I'm talking about third world countries.
Sure.
We go to Panama, and last year we took 15 study Bibles. And when we gave them out to some of these pastors,
sure,
the indigenous pastors, they took these Bibles and they started crying. And they knelt and they just looked up to heaven and they just said, thank you, God. Thank you, God,
wow,
for these Bibles. Some of these pastors just have New Testament.
Just a New Testament.
Most people don't have a Bible because they can't afford Bibles. And so when these pastors received study Bibles, that to them was like gold. That to them was what they needed to help them in their ministry. So most Christians in America, if you are part of a Bible-believing church, you have more knowledge of the Bible than you think. And you take that just a basic biblical knowledge of the Bible, I mean, and you could teach for years. And you could teach others, you know, what you know about the Word of God.
Right.
So when people say, you know, what do I have to offer? People really have a lot to offer. When you stop and you think about it and what you know, because a lot of times to us, basic Bible knowledge, we just take it for granted.
Sure.
You go to these countries and you talk about creation and they look at you like, creation? The world was made in 6 days? It's almost a surprise to them when you start talking about family values, what the Bible says about family and the husband and the wife. To them, it's like, the Bible really talks about that? And so you just take basic biblical principles and teach those things, and it'll have a great impact, whatever mission field you're in.
You know, what I'm hearing you say is we have so many Bibles ourselves and so many study Bibles, even obviously all written in English. But when we think of sending somebody to a mission field, it'd be a great idea just to ship a couple of cases of study Bibles, good study Bibles, could be hardback, wouldn't have to be leather, to that missionary for his distribution to his Sunday school teachers and leaders in his church and other pastors in the area. And that could possibly even pull pastors together who haven't really had a great relationship or any relationship at all. But boy, you get a study Bible from that pastor, all of a sudden, hey, that's a friend.
Absolutely.
And that's what churches could do, isn't it?
And you're equipping the pastors and the churches throughout the world to preach the gospel.
And that is exactly what every one of our churches and every member that's listening to this broadcast this morning, we can get motivated just to begin to save our change, as it were, and buy some study Bibles and send them to the pastors in the mission field. Well, that's just one more thought of what we can do to reach our world for Christ, because basically, the Word for Life radio ministry is teaching us how to apply the Word to life. Till the next time, we trust that God will bless you.